more like radio.
Hey, you want to see something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is a part of you. You better act like it.
Salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. The time right now is, yes, 5:16, Negro time, that's 5 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, that's 5:16. The day is Tuesday, October 14th, and you are tuned in to morelikeradio.com, which can only mean one damn thing. You stumbled here on accident. You've waited this long, or you just got done listening to Alcohol by Volume, and either way, the end result is the same. You are listening to My Time Now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, and the King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. Thank you so much for tuning in and waiting, and oh my god, traffic was a thing, and I guess that is the bonus, to doing online radio and not real radio, because real radio has an actual time frame. Online radio, give or take, you got a couple minutes. So thank you guys for hanging out. Today's short, of course, today's show is going to be shorter, subsequently, 16 minutes, but I believe that we're going to be able to do it. It's going to be a very Wing It Day. You know, we usually have our the funnest days on Wing It Days, but however, I am going to talk about a Thrillist article that I read about serving. As most of you know, I am a server, and you know, that's how I make my money. That's how I make my ends meet. And we're going to go into great detail this article, as well as my opinions of it, as well as the opinions of some of my friends online, which is, of course, the shared opinions of probably anybody in the industry or anybody with half a fucking brain. So I believe the person who wrote this article, Dave Infante, senior writer from New Jersey, on, I want to say, the Thrillist. His literary bent led him to an English degree from the University of Virginia. His self-loathing brought him to New York City, where he continues to underachieve on his potential by writing for a bunch of websites you've never heard of. And this one, i.e. the Thrillist. Once he said hello to Giovanni Ribisi at a gallery. Ribisi did not say hello back. And for those of you who would like to join me on his
on this little adventure to schooling this ass clown. His Twitter handle is @DIN, D as in Delta, I as in Indigo, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O, N as in Nancy, T as in Tommy, A, Y. Dinfante, or D Infante, doesn't really matter. We're going to have a good time schooling this motherfucker. So for right now, for those of you who are just tuning in, for those of you who've been here waiting, for those of you who just love nerdcore shit and hip-hop, now is the time to take a stand. Now is the time to rise. It is our time. It is my time. And we are going to get it popping. So let's wake up with my critically acclaimed nerdcore track, by the way. Wake up. Hashtag it's MTN.
I be on my Batman tip, cause I turn you rappers ghosts with this nerdcore bit. And you know they call me Flash, cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with a girl, you can ask yo chick. She said the pipe so good, now she said my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach. So you know I had to let her go, I make a splash with every flow. You think her name was Naruto, these other rappers magic off, and I ain't talking miracles. So they getting seismic tossed out, I'm the last level of games. I'm talking boss out, they some cats that ain't got no lives. I'm talking lost out, I need a girl that's savage, juku and blonde. I'm talking no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani, she's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash they spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end a rapper tragic, but you cannot be my brother on beats if you are not habit. Get it? Cyclops, habit, brother, got you. Nerd God, nerd talking, you all marvel. These new rappers made out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. And I'm sorry they're so mean, I'm a nimmer with the flow, so I guess it's the XG. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse.
Come on now, I said no whiplash, Iron Man, Tony Stark, War Machine. We gonna run it all back. We gonna run it all back, and we're just gonna have fun with it. It's time. It's time to wake up. For real. Let's go.
I be on my Batman tip. My Batman tip. Cause I turn you rappers ghosts with this nerdcore bit. And you know they call me Flash cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with a girl, you can ask yo chick. She said the pipe so good, now she said my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach. So you know I had to let her go, I make a splash with every flow. You think her name was Naruto, these other rappers magic off, and I ain't talking miracles. So they getting seismic tossed out, I'm the last level of games. I'm talking boss out, they some cats that ain't got no lives. I'm talking lost out, I need a girl that's savage, juku and blonde. I'm talking no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani, she's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash they spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end a rapper tragic, but you cannot be my brother on beats if you are not habit. Get it? Cyclops, habit, brother, got you. Nerd God, nerd talking, you all marvel. These new rappers fade out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. And I'm sorry they're so mean, I'm a nimmer with the flow, so I guess it's the XG. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk up at punks, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And now I'm full of Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragonzord, summon with a mic in my hand, a life that you can't afford. See me as the Green Ranger, shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like a Hawkeye, with Hawkeye, and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames that blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, like each and every night. God-like skills with the pen, Godzilla. Dragonzord, Megamorph, Metaphor, Killer. Joy, nerdy boy, Tony Stark, liver, Megatron, folk, don't sleep on a heavy hitter, wake up!
roll with shotguns, not imposters. But a villain and a plane too, and a car. How you think I came through? Y'all thought I was on some bullshit. I guess that's what this fame do. I guess that's what this ice does. I guess that's why she came through. And I guess I'm about to kill the game. They gon' play this at your funeral. No hard feelings. Business as usual. Live a life of a life. I wasn't built for no cubicle. Pussy, money, free, ho. Ass Lou Brees, he knows. Fuck you, call me C-Lo. Jackass like I'm Steve-O.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, that's bought a cream.
Bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car, bought a yacht.
You guan so wicked, went from pissing in the hallway. Now you're about to own the building. I mean, damn, how you do it?
Damn, how you do it?
Baby saying, damn, how you do that? When you do that, what you do? Yeah, that greenery, you change your whole scenery. You dig it? Three girls, two nights, first class ticket. I'm a first come, first serve, first party killer with a King Kong. Ding dong, ding a ling, sling. I give you more than a little bit. With a kind of mind, Tony Danza.
Plane, bought a villa, bought a cream.
Bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car.
I was daydreaming. The funny thing is, what daydream on a car, yacht, villa, crib. What am I gonna do with all this shit? What am I gonna do with all this money? What am I gonna do with all this shit? I glow it down,
I will.
But who knows though? See, look at my iced tea, my cocoa. I'm cool with when I ride slow. Swerving lanes with no double cup. Smoking cuts from my eyes low.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car.
All right. Was that a good Matthew McConaughey, guys? Let me know in the comments, because I've been working on it, and, you know, I want to know. Is that a good Matthew McConaughey? All right, this article that was shared to me by a good friend of mine is on the Thrillist, thrillist.com, and it is titled, okay, get this, brace yourself, people. Why you should stop tipping your server. And you immediately know that I'm going to have a good time with it. Written by Dave Infante. I assume that's how you pronounce his name. I'm not sure if this guy is an ass clown or just a misguided fool. I'll let you guys decide. You can let me know. Again, in the comments of wherever you have this. I mean, for me, I'm not even going to front. This is great publicity for me because I can now post this show in areas where I wouldn't normally be able to post it, i.e., you know, something to do with serving and all these other great venues that allow me to have multiple platforms to be heard from. So I'm definitely looking forward to being able to share this with the world. But yeah, we're just going to get into this article. It's a rather lengthy article, so bear with me.
And I'm going to share my two cents. I'll probably share my two cents as we go along, because that's just the way I roll. You know what I'm saying? Because clearly, contrary to the last song, money is not making him do it. It starts with stop tipping. Stop tipping 20%. Stop tipping out of custom. Stop tipping because your server makes below minimum wage, and after taxes, it's basically nothing. Stop tipping. You're screwing everything up. In September 2014, pro football player LeSean McCoy left a 0.02 tip on a $60-ish bill at PYT, a Frankenfood burger lab that's been keeping Philly fat for the past half a decade. Offended by the 0.32 gratuity, the owner posted a picture of the receipt to PYT's Facebook, where it quickly racked up a pro football level of chatter, some which was supportive of the restaurant's revenge play and some outrage at its lack of professionalism. Okay, I mean, I'm going to try to hold steadfast to the end. A day later, a stiff waiter at a city center burger joint had become a trending topic. The nation dutifully flung itself into an indignity-fueled, class-baited, pseudo-intellectual internet screaming match about the rules of tipping in America again. People weren't debating whether McCoy was a jerk just because they love to debate. Sure, that's part of it, but there's a bigger reason this discussion persistently plagues American dining. It's because our gratuity system doesn't make any sense to begin with. I know this. Implicitly, you probably know this. Here is, and here at this publication, among many others, we know this. Okay, first off, I love the way that he says a discussion that persistently plagues American dining. Look, if you don't want to tip, then don't go out. Don't sit down. Don't be waited on. Don't ask for shit. Don't have someone else cook for you. Don't have someone brought to your food. That's like saying basically that argument, and this will hopefully be the last time I interrupt myself. This plaguing American dining bullshit, that stupid line right there is like saying, hey, I would love to have a personal chef and a wait staff in my house, but I don't want to pay them because I don't want to pay them. Like, that's fucking stupid. So let's just end that. I know you're thinking, well, you know, you have to pay them something because you guys are making a minimum wage. But I mean, come on now. That's like, again, use that same scenario. And it's like, hey, I'm paying Manuel and Consuela two something an hour, and they don't have to go back to Mexico. So, you know, like, shut that down immediately. But I digress. Article continues, but instead of spending energy finding a solution for this country's dysfunctional tipping culture, we try to decide if LeSean McCoy's screw you tip was warranted. No, it doesn't matter. And I like the way that's like he says, instead of spending energy finding a solution for the country's dysfunctional tipping culture, and he's here spending energy, quote unquote, trying to find a solution. So I guess kudos for him. But there are so many more things wrong with so many other cultures in the world that fucking people tipping for eating out should be the least fucking thing on the list of anyone spending energy on. Like, seriously, just fucking tip and get over it. And I like the picture at the top. Next to tip, it says, get a better job, right? That's because that's real fucking classy. This distracting ideological argument usually divides into two readily politicized, highly emotive perspectives. Tipping is the right thing to do, no matter the circumstance. If you don't tip 20%, you're an awful person, European, or an awful European person. Have you ever waited tables? Servers don't make minimum wage, you asshole. Now, the first part, I agree.
Fucking Europeans don't tip. However, you don't need to make 20% of everything. And I feel like that's the fucking problem with people. Like, people like this asshole. It's not about tipping 20%. It's about tipping appropriately. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you come in and all you fucking ordered was goddamn water and fries, first off, what are you fucking doing coming in here for that? You could have easily gone to McDonald's, you asshole. And second off, it's like, I don't expect an amazing tip off of that. You know what I'm saying? Or even if your bill is $20, I don't expect an amazing tip off of that. Half the times, I don't expect an amazing tip off of fucking $30. I sure as hell don't expect 20%. I expect something appropriate, though, especially based off of what you had me do. If you were a $20 table, had me jumping through hoops, getting you this, getting you that, getting you this, especially when asked countless times, you know, anything else before I walk away from the table, and then when you get the bill, you leave me 50 cents, well then, yeah, you're a fucking awful person. It's not really about 20%. It's about appropriate. What is appropriate? Okay? And anybody who... any server, I will say, that's like, oh, well, this person left me 2 on 20. They're a terrible person. Well, that server's a fucking idiot, okay? Because if you leave me 2 on 20, well, what am I going to do? I'm not going to complain about that. 2 on 20 is better than nothing. So let's be real. And yes, have you ever waited tables is a valid argument, because if you have, you wouldn't be writing or saying or spewing such nonsensical garbage. And we'll see why it's nonsensical as the article goes on, because the solution basically causes people to be homeless. But we'll get there. And servers don't make minimum wage, you asshole. And I mean, that's bullshit, because we all know that they do. Any server that's in this industry for real knows that you make minimum wage based off of what it is in your state. So I make minimum wage in California. That's $9 an hour. So I'm making $9 an hour. In Florida, when I used to work back then, minimum wage was two something. And that was because of the fact that they can compensate how much hourly is, or how much minimum wage is supposed to be, in coordinates with my fucking tips that I should be averaging on a day, which would total up to more than minimum wage, so they don't have to pay you the actual working class minimum wage. They can pay you less. I had no problems with that either when it happened. Okay? And then I guess the other part of this, underneath tipping is the right thing to do no matter the circumstance list, there is tipping is for good service, not all service. I earned my money and I decide how to spend it. Oh, you don't like the pay? Get another job. If my server expects a tip, regardless, he or she isn't going to be incentivized to do good work. And that's also not true. I'll be honest with you. Whenever I see a table that is a regular and that I know tips well, and this goes true for anybody in the fucking industry, they get exemplary service all the time. For everything. Half the times they get shit free. Like, come on. Let's be real. Again, this is from a perspective of a person who doesn't fucking do this. So they can just say dumb shit and go, okay, you know. And, you know, maybe you think about this the next time you fucking get hooked up someplace and your liquor tastes like it's more in your cup, or your fucking food came out faster than you thought it would have. It's because someone's fucking trying to work you. So let's just be realistic about that shit. Now, article continues, I tend to throw my lot with the latter camp. Customary tipping screws the customer. I wrote that. Since then, I've realized I made a mistake. Customary tipping doesn't just screw the customer, it screws everybody. That's why you should stop doing it. If you haven't scrolled down to this article's comment section to call me a libertarian, fascist, neocon piece of trash yet, allow me to elaborate. Tipping hurts the customer. In addition to all these reasons, the most obvious cause for tipis mortimus is a legal one. You don't have to tip. There's no law that says you have to. Of course, that would make you look like a miserly snake to your fellow diners, one or several of whom you may be related to, trying to make sex with, or trying to make sex with. I was like, what? That would be bad. Over at Rationally Speaking, Greg Linster breaks down why it'd be fascinating economic terms. You should read his whole piece, but there's a breadwinning quote. People still tip because they feel compelled to by the non-financial benefits that come with following social norms. Basically, if you're not tipping for truly gauged service, you're tipping to avoid having your peers perceive you as a truly lousy butthead. Buttheads being that they buttheads being what they are, that's an understandable rationale, but it's still an unfair one, and it's costing you money. Okay. Who are these weak-minded, weak-willed, low self-esteem having people that they go, oh man, everyone around me tipping, so I guess I should tip too. Like, this entire article is based on a perspective of a person with no fucking moral compass or self-control or self-worth for that matter. Like, I've never been in a situation where I've been like, oh, this person's tipping that, well, I better tip something else. I mean, if anything, I've been in situations where people are like, oh, you tipping 20? Alright, I ain't gonna tip then. And I've even been on the opposite end of that, where someone was like, well, if you're gonna tip him that, then I am not gonna tip anything. So, I mean, that shit happens. Like, I don't know who are the people that, what perspective are you talking from? Like, I don't know anybody who's like, I've got a tip because my friends are tipping. What is this, high school? It's a fucking real world, dude. Like, seriously. Shut the front door. If you ever worked in a restaurant before, and or you're like a majority of the internet, the paragraph above probably makes you extremely mad. But here's the thing, my dears. Tipping hurts the server, too. America's willy-nilly, let's make a deal tipping culture is actually screwing servers and bartenders and any other tipped employee you encounter even worse. Up front, servers make as little as $2.13 an hour from the restaurant, a deeply discounted industry-specific iteration of the federally mandated minimum wage. These days, it's $7.25. See? Tips really are a main source of income, and that's insane. I don't see how. Frugal people aren't going to tip 20% no matter what. And why is 20% your fucking standard? Industry standard for good service is fucking 15%. 15%. And most places, to be fair, it's 12%. So 12% is the bare minimum standard that is expected. 20% is usually expected on parties of fucking 10 or more, and they ordered the world and needed multiple wait staff to serve. Like, get your fucking facts straight before you start writing all bullshit. It's just like that one article with that chick who wanted to talk about hip-hop culture, and she had no idea what the fuck she was talking about. She was just throwing words on a piece of paper because she went to English school, and I can write papers now. Boo, 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 boo. I'm smart. No, you're a fucking moron. You don't know how ignorant you sound. Jerks aren't going to tip at all because they're jerks. For every hyper-generous tipper and gratuity-included party that comes along, there are scores of diners whose motives for withholding gratuity range from valid to judgmental to downright petty. My mozzarella sticks didn't come out on time. Screw your livelihood. This is clearly messed up and undignified. We should do something about it, right? Right. Except the people who often drive public opinion in favor of the tipping status quo are the very people who suffer by it, the servers. For example, every time this website publishes a piece on tipping, current and former tippable employees come out of the woodwork to protect the institution. Why? Because they, like you, me, and most people who aren't Richard Branson, need the money now, not later. A steady stream of customary tips, 15 to 20%, keeps servers afloat in the short term. Of course, the occasional heartwarming charity slash publicity stunt helps too. Any threat on that stream, no matter how well-intentioned, the intellectual argument backing it is a threat to the server's livelihood. When it's a matter of economic survival, screw the academic view, I'd come out of the woodwork too. And see, that is just a fucking, what's it called? A defense. That's a defensive stance. You know, so basically you can say whatever you want in an article like this. And this is the part that really made me want to talk about the whole thing. You can say whatever you want and then go, and I know that everybody's going to say this is wrong because here's what it is. But the fact of the matter is what I'm saying is really smart and intelligent. And though I respect your point of view is wrong because I'm presenting you with an academic view. a statistical numbers, a real life view of how things would work if you guys just stop tipping. I'll be honest with you, that's fucking stupid. And most people don't serve, well, I'm not going to say most, that's unfortunately an overreach, but there are a good amount of people that are not serving because they need money now. Like, I don't under, like, you do it because the money that you make in the interim is better than the money that you make on your check, A. B, you do it because you like working with people. I know 90% of the bartenders I know bartend because they enjoy working with people. They enjoy what they do. Depending, you know, and it depends on the bar. Some people that I know like working in pubs because they like that atmosphere. They like that environment. Some people I know like working in clubs because they like that atmosphere. They like that environment. And they like it because the money is good. The money is better than a 9-to-5. Mr. However the much you think you make to write your fucking article, I know at least 2 or 3 people that are making 10 times much as what you make to do whatever it is the fuck you do, which is clearly shit on people's hopes and dreams. So, with, by the way, inaccurate information that you're just making up, pulling from I don't even know where. I mean, I would love for you to reach out to me and talk to me about your sources and where you've got these numbers and these facts and all this shit, because I read all your links and I read all your shit, and it's all a whole bunch of hypothetical bullshit. So there's no academic truth into what you're saying. It's just made up mythological happy-go-lucky la-la land where fucking unicorns exist and they fucking poop rainbows, okay? So just tone it down, all right? And let's be realistic about your article here. It's a great what-if piece about how the world should work if things worked the way that you'd like them to. There's also an insidious bit of Striver's folly attached. In his staggeringly well-reported tipping expose on Jezebel, C.A. Pinkham writes that Americans are taught that the reasons we're the greatest country in the history of humanity is because anyone can make it here if they try. And I don't know where we get this idea that we're the greatest country in the history of humanity from. And that in and of itself is a completely different conversation for a completely different time, because that's just nonsense. Which, by the way, yes, in European countries, they don't tip, okay? And the reason why they don't tip is because their servers make an amazing amount of money. Now, and I'm fast-forwarding here a little bit. Will I say that the way that servers get paid is flawed? Yes and no. Because it's really up to circumstance. When you work, when you're working, and this is the problem. When you're working at a high-end restaurant where the people that come in there are fucking thebomb.com, and they come in there and they know what they're doing, they know what they want, and, you know, they got like 6 items on the menu, and each of those 6 items are over $30, and they're buying bottles of wine and champagne, and they're getting a little small square dessert the size smaller than your fist, and they're paying $25 for it, and they get the bill and it's like $300, and they're tipping $150. Well, then yeah, those people are making amazing money. You think they want to get paid a measly $9, $10 an hour to do the same exact thing? I guarantee you they do not. Now, on the opposite end, you think people at Applebee's are hoping that they can make a little bit more money in a day because the clientele that are coming in there are looking for fucking happy hour, $2 beers, and all-you-can-eat buffalo wings, and they're racking up a bill of about $15, and they're leaving you like $1.50. You've already spent like an hour and a half on this table. That's a table in your section, not giving anybody else a chance to sit down. So in that time, you could have had probably 3 other tables. But you didn't. You had this one asshole that sat there, ate his fucking all-you-can-eat wings, drank up his little $2 beers, ran up his little $10, $20 bill, left you a buck, and then left, and now you gotta go. It's almost time for you to end your shift. You've only made $1 from this one asshole who took up a table in your section. Yes, they're hoping that they can make a little bit more on the hourly spectrum. Okay, but that shit's not just gonna fucking happen out of the all willy-nilly, and it's not going to happen by this article's ridiculous solution. I mean, seriously, come on, fucking A. And here, the other part of this article, sucks for me, sucks for you, doesn't suck for who. America's tipping system practiced here and pretty much nowhere else is no bueno for customers and servers, but it helps restaurants run low overhead. Linster points out that the cultural practice of tipping allows restaurant owners to unfairly transfer risk to the servers because they make their money on the bill without paying for their workforce's real wage. That is up to the customer's subjective assessment of the server's performance. Pinkham puts numbers behind Linster's claim, and they're not great. You should read his whole piece as it's excellent. But at the very least, do yourself a favor and control F this quote. Paying tipped workers would not and does not hit restaurants' bottom line, and in a way that that even remotely approaches cost prohibition. From there on, he paints a cringeworthy statistical picture of how the restaurant's industry flexes its lobbying muscle to maintain the tipping system so it doesn't have to pay its employees the same minimum wage that every other American business has to pay its employees. Like I said, not great. But the fact of the matter is, most servers don't want that. I wouldn't want that. On my shittiest day, I don't want that. Yeah, it sucks going to work 8 hours, walk out $20, $15. That sucks. But at no point am I going, oh man, I wish I was making more hourly. With that being said, on the days that I do have similar thoughts to that, it's because I'm going, man, I need to hurry up and get promoted so that XYZ. When you want to make a change to something, you tend to just make that change. You don't look for change to happen. And that's the fucking bottom line. When you're there and you're doing it, you love it. You get good tips, you get bad tips, you take it in stride, and you go about your business. Fact of the matter is, this moron football player, whoever the fuck he was, you should just fucking know better. All right? You got people making less than you, doing more than you, tipping more than you, and you leave something so ridiculous. And on top of that, you're fucking black. Come on. You should know better. And that's a completely different conversation for another completely different time. But that's, I mean, let's be real. Let's just be realistic. This article is happening because of that thing, or in part due to that thing. And that was nonsense. I mean, that's an insult. Now, granted, I think my understanding of that is that it was a takeout order, and there were things that, you know, there are things that are behind the scenes that they didn't really explain. But still, come on. Fucking have some tact, man. So, here's the grand finale, the what should you do? And the answer is stop tipping. It's easier said than done. You're going to feel bad about it. Waiters are going to hate you. Your fellow diners, mistaking your proletarian stand for stinginess, may elect not to have sex with you. Again, who is this incompetent, self-loathing jackass? Like, seriously, come on. All horrible outcomes, I agree. But until the American dining public and our tourists, even though we all know tourists don't tip, stops subsidizing restaurant payrolls, you'll get screwed. Your waiter will get screwed, and $2.13 an hour will stand. But if the customer fuel tip train ground to a halt, tippable restaurant employees, a group that represents 60% of the entire country's tipped workforce, would go from earning enough to barely making ends meet. Many would exit the industry for other jobs, those who couldn't suffer at poverty line. Overnight, the industry would lose its workforce. Restaurants and bars would close, leaving diners to the miserable fate of drinking at home and actually cooking for themselves. The system would break, which is a genuinely catastrophic outcome. But if everyone, customers, servers, business owners, the government, finally agreed that the American tipping culture was flawed, unfair, and broken, we'd be one important step closer to fixing it. And that is the most, I'm not even going to read the rest of this article, but that is the dumbest shit ever heard in my entire life. Because, A, you have a lot of people in the restaurant industry that can't get other jobs. All right? In fact, every back of the house, for the most part, person is usually someone from out of prison that haven't that's had a hard time getting a job, or just non-English speaking that's having a hard time getting a job. And they are working in this industry because it's an industry that accepts them as they are. Okay? So you're not just talking about, oh, people, you know, people are going to go to a different job. They're going to find new jobs, and the restaurant industries are going to be out of business. And yeah, down with big business, and the government's going to change things. No, you're going to have people out on the street losing their homes, unable to take care of their families. I mean, the consequences for this type of thinking is so ridiculous, it's out of control. And the fact that to him it's some fathomable great stance to take is ridiculous. That's not the way you fix the whole fucking thing. If you really wanted to fix the thing, and a restaurant, I was just looking at an article for it, a restaurant in San Diego did it a little while ago, and it not only boosts morale, it increased service, and it has everyone that comes there have an enjoyable time. You add an automatic gratuity to every check, not just the checks that are over a certain amount or checks that have large parties. You have gratuity on every check of around 15 to 18%, whatever it is that restaurant's comfortable with, and then everybody's getting tipped all of the time. That's how you fix the fucking problem. You put the gratuity into the goddamn bill, and then everybody's a little bit happier. Those that don't want to tip are already tipping, and those that do want to tip, that can tip a little bit more. That's how you fix the fucking problem. And then everyone has to claim taxes. So in fact, that would increase the amount of money that the government makes, because I can promise you one fucking thing, there's no server anywhere that is claiming 100% of their goddamn tips. However, if you put gratuity onto a table, that is automatically counted, which means that the government would be making more money. So I mean, this entire fucking concept is flawed from the ground fucking up. I mean, let's just be legitimate. That's stupid. You're basically saying make everybody homeless. Put criminals back on the street to the point where they can't, you know, provide for their families, so they're back in crime. So let's just increase the, I mean, if you really wanted to break down the repercussions of this form of thinking, the restaurant's grounding, tipping culture would grind to a halt, and the world will just become this genuine great place where no one will tip and everyone will get paid $20 an hour, is not a realistic fucking world, jackass, all right? So, let's just be real with yourself, Dave. You're an idiot who has no idea what you're talking about. I mean, based off of this article, I would almost dare to say you've never even eaten in a restaurant, far less worked in one. And please, tell me that you have. Please tell me that you have. Because I would love to have the insane amount of conversation with you, because you're just an idiot. You're full-blown, flat-out, up and down, left and right, left foot, right foot, fucking balls to the wall, to the window, to the wall, fucking idiot. And that's just bottom line. So thank you for giving me 30 minutes of awesome to talk about. You're welcome. Okay, read your article on air. I'm pretty popular these days, so you're welcome. Now you're popular too. Enjoy it. We're gonna take a short commercial break, and we're just gonna come back with some music, since it's been an all talking show so far. We're going to come back with music, and we're just going to end the last hour with some music, maybe. Unless something amazing comes up, as it often does, and then we'll talk about that. But for now, commercials, then back. I'm going to get some wine, because I need some, because I'm tense now. I'm tense, Dave. This is what you did to me. I'm tense, I'm sweating, it's hot, and I want to slap you. I want to slap your face off your face, like right off your face. And it's been a while since I said that, Dave. It's been a while. When this show first started as Unsigned Hype, before we were threatened legal action from Source Magazine, that was our tag. Slap your face off your face. And Dave, that's what I want to do. Hashtag boots to asses. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We're going to have fun. Okay? We're going to have fun.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the now get off the microphone while I talk to my...
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
You know, with the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where's he going for?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Very birdie.
After the Italians.
Papa Poopy.
Papa da Poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
He made a loop for you.
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
You think Trust Us We're Hot is a show just for girls?
Vote on silence.
Stockings or panties? She seduced him in the kitchen. That's really, really sensitive right there. That's hard.
Hey, guess what? This is what I want. Do it now.
First of all, I don't look flat.
Trust Us We're Hot, every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern, a show for men.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids. Shy Kids.
Saturdays, noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol Boy Boy. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call. Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this is a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking. I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back.
There
now.
You guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
We'll
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast.
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm. Dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too. You remember?
Yeah. Punch JJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420. Only on morelikeradio.com.
Let's move on to the next question. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I'm a sophomore, and this is for all three of you. Can you say in one sentence or less what... you know what I mean. Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Well, why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of her paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Where the talk just keeps on coming.
And those are real numbers, by the way. You can look those up. And we are those places and those things. And I actually think some of those have dropped as of recently. So I don't know what they were talking about in that one article about us being the big, greatest, most make-believe, awesome country in the world, but I digress. We're going to go ahead, get the party popping. Okay, we're going to hit the party popping with We the Truth by Max Starr and Rick's Rumble, because, woo, Nature Boy, I don't know, I have no idea. I have no idea what that was. Let's just go. Let's just go.
Once upon a time, in any trap worldwide, real niggas. Max Starr, please speak.
Psycho, I might go crazy on the beat. But you the type, though, that might go fugazi in the streets. Matter of fact, you probably get lazy with your beats. Flower ass nigga, you a daisy with the heat. You ain't popping nothing with your fake pop off triggers. You ain't hard, you ain't never popped off, nigga. Just be yourself. Fuck the tough guy act. Put your hands on us, you'll get touched right back. I stay being overlooked when I should be overbooked. My shot stay getting robbed when I should be overcooked. But that's the life of a go-getter. Give me the mic, man, it's time to warm up. No sweater. And when I die and go to hell, I have to answer Satan and feel the heat's radiation like a cancer patient. And plus I'm here
south. We the truth. Whether the hood or the trap, we the truth. Fake niggas better hide, cause real niggas coming through. Yeah. I had something to say, I can't remember the day. Time flies, right it's through, I guess it's similar way. I give him the truth, now tell me what is the difference with you. Every time you get in the booth, you suddenly split in the two. I can't lie, I'm more equipped for this movement. To be the best at what I typically do. Send shots flickering through, and whether they hitting you dudes, I wouldn't give one more or less fuck, I'm still getting it through. Get it? Moralist fuck, I am one moralist fuck. A cocky rapper like, you are not important as us. Organized threat, you are not important like us. I'm talking overseas, making mentees by the bunch. When Mike Steves ever to ever scratches me on the crutch. Like this hip hop game's no joke. Shout out to Yara, SoCat, and all of my folks. It's just a matter of time before we off in the coast. And I ain't gonna lie, I hope all of y'all smoke. So when I get off of the plane, I got something to, I got something to. From the east to the west,
from the west to the west,
we the truth. From the north to the south,
from the north to the south,
we the truth. Whether the hood or the trap, we the truth. Fake niggas better hide, cause real niggas coming through.
My version is scientific. I define prolific, divide all my time to kick it, then write all these rhymes and lines that I line up. You probably sniff it. Like, let's be specific, just to simply listen. Getting you pissed with no pot to piss in. Now shut the fuck up and listen. Rick's the rhyme physician in my position. I make the decisions whose rhyme is sick. And if you ain't part of my clique or I don't acknowledge your shit, then you ain't part of my clique and I don't acknowledge your shit.
See, I don't wanna hear shit from my therapies. Plus, I'm an alien. My presence makes you very weak. And they're evil just as bummy. And barely speaks, but my devil wears Prada, Meryl Streep. Understand the nigga Rick's will rumble. Lay your ass out or your shit will tumble. Smash they look, fuck the cash they took. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Truth,
from the east to the west,
from the west to the west,
we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
From the north to the south,
from the north to the south,
we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
Whether the hood or the trap, we the truth. Fake niggas better hide, cause real niggas coming through.
Yeah. This has been an organized threat, an Epic City collabo. Rock Star, Rick's Rumble. Far from ordinary. Yeah.
Left of them is chunks of meat stuck to the teeth.
I've been away making moves, just getting my pawns into position. And all the while I've been focusing on my opposition. No competition, this composition begins the mission. Y'all been talking reckless, unfortunately I had to listen. How you making history when you don't have a pot to piss in? The answer to your question is everyone, that's who I'm dissing. So when I tell you I'm the best, you better stop your bitching. I am master chef in this bitch, so you best get out my kitchen. I am a hot topic, and I ain't going God for them. All these clowns so dumb that I ain't going smart on them. All these niggas so soft that I ain't going hard on them. I pull a Chris Brown on the mic and I just shard on them. Outstanding, incredible, best ever. Some of the words they use when describing my fucking clever. And I know that I am about as smooth as new leather. All you clowns put my name in your mouth and you feel better. I know your man, cause when your girl see me, she gets wetter. I'm playing chess with you dudes who literally play checkers. Checkmate, you lose, and I'll rule the new school. Fuck TDE, but Kendrick, you cool dude. I'm in a weird mood, I don't know what I should do. Decapitate these jokers or just keep it pushing, leave them rude. I'm sick of all these gimmicks that these whack-ass rappers try to use.
So go try something else, because this hip-hop shit is not for you.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns. I'm a rose's thorns, I'm a king. Call me Arthur, you gon' get the swords.
Because this legion that I'm leading's
only bringing war. You don't want no war with your boy, cause I spit it raw.
No
lube, no condiment. I will not be gentle, and it will not be over quickly. See, I'm fucking mental. Yeah, I'm cuckoo for the violence, though.
I killed my last friends for trying to eat my cocoa puffs. And plus I'm
I'm always drunk like I was an abusive dad. Beating all my children in the streets because I'm fucking mad. So now the streets are rage and I pull out my rollerblades and skate off in the sunset, holding scrolls of kings that I have slayed. And not one of you can save the day. I feel the dark side coming out of me and he wants to play. Okay, these Omega bars are on the way. So welcome to the jungle, Guns N' Roses, also fun and games. All your raps are lame, y'all all sound the same. I'ma slip y'all all a molly until y'all fade away. Hey, and you ain't even know why you waking up in the trunk of a car that's about to blow. Yo, but you ain't even know that I hijacked your tour bus so I can steal the show. And I'ma run right over Mr. Ross, but he's a bigger fellow, so I imagine it might be hard. Never the mind, cause I'm sure to get the job done. I'm the Neo Nas in this bitch, literally God's son. Cause I illuminate the booth, George Washington with the flow. See, I only spit the truth. And there ain't a thing that you can do. I've been the best since day one and always better than you. So you're welcome for a hot track. In case you clowns ain't get the memo, you got it, I'm back.
Yes, 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 y'all. Yes, yes, yes. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to MoreLikeRadio.com's My Time Now. And it's only going to get better. We're only going to have fun. Oh, yeah. So, I tell you, what do I always talk about on this show? What do I always talk about? I talk about the fact that the industry is a pain in the ass. And it is ridiculous the amount of restrictions that they put on artists, and it doesn't really, you know, it's really turning into, it's not even mattering where you go. I'm going to read you two things that I just found. Lupe Fiasco announces Lost in the Atlantic Ocean mixtape. According to a post on Instagram this week, Lupe Fiasco is again having problems with Atlantic Records when it concerns the release of a studio album. Lupe's Instagram post has since been deleted, but the loopendblog.com did save the caption he added to the Instagram post before it was deleted. In the caption, the Chicago, Illinois lyricist revealed that Atlantic Records won't release his Tetsuo and Youth album until they get a pop single from him. While Atlantic finds a pop single for the rapper, Lupe announced that he'll be releasing a mini project titled Lost in the Atlantic Ocean. Lupe's Instagram caption can be found below, stating Atlantic Records won't release my album again until they get a pop single. So putting together a mini project while they find one for me. It's called Lost in the Atlantic Ocean. With a bunch of my friends to stay active and happy, this snippet called Lilies featuring Syrah, produced by the Buchanans, finishing today. Lupe previewed a song titled Hail Selassie via Instagram. According to the rapper, the song will feature both soundtrack and Nicki Jean. Nicki Jean, awesome. So glad he's still working with her. And will likely be featured on the Lost in the Atlantic Ocean if the project is released. And that's pretty darn cool. Let's see if I can play the snippet here.
To the limit in the methadone clinic, riding with the pack like a peloton, flying with the sack in the trap.
Yes, yes, that's sounding pretty good. And as most of you may remember, in 2010, Lupe helped plan a picket outside Atlantic Records office in New York City to speed up the release of his Lasers album. A petition was also launched urging the label to release the delayed album. Most recently, Lupe revealed that he was eager to leave Atlantic Records and shared that he was like a third-class citizen at the label during an interview with Hip Hop Nation in August of this year. And that's that shit, man. Everybody's all like, oh, I gotta get signed. No, the fuck you do not. Look, again, I can't say it enough. What's happening to Dimes is ridiculous. He releases bit by bit by bit of project, and it's crazy, man. Lil Twist now, also. I'm not even a fan of Lil Twist, but again, this is just proving the points that I've been saying for years now. Lil Twist blast YMCMB management on Twitter. Tiger recently relayed his displeasure with being a member of Young Money, and now another member of the team isn't happy. Lil Twist recently took to Twitter and blasted his management team, calling them the worst of all time. Quote, I swear I gotta have the worst management team in the history of management teams. Like, wow, this shit is crazy. All I want to do is drop music. According to Lil Twist's Facebook, Cortez Bryant, who also manages Lil Wayne, is his current manager. He would later delete the tweet. Twist also took aim at who he considers fake-ass promoters. Motherfuck Club Sin and every weak-ass promoter in Dallas, Texas that promote that bullshit. Fuck that nigga Q Taylor, you false fake-ass promoters, the Texas native tweeted. Lil Twist has never released a debut album as a Young Money artist, and according to his tweet, releasing music on time or at all seems to be at the root of his frustration. He failed to drop his Golden Child 2 mixtape on its scheduled release date. Dropping on October 12th, the tape was 11 days late of its original I'd released October 1st. And again, I'm telling you, don't sign. Like, I mean, it's just, come on. That's crazy. Like, that's crazy. Crazy, right? Crazy. Why do it? And I feel like labels and other artists, you know, sometimes they just snatch you up, A, because, you know, they see the work that you're doing for yourself, and they want you to put in that same amount of work, but under their thumb, doing things their way, so that they can make all of the profit, pay less, and just make, you know, and do nothing, you know? So it's like, what's the point? If you're going to be doing all the footwork and laying down the foundation and doing all your promotion and doing all your hustling and doing all your recording and doing all this shit, like, why even sign to a label in the first fucking place? Just do what it is you got to do. Find yourself a mentor, XYZ, you know? Like, I don't know. I just don't think it's worth it. Like, I mean, there was a point where I still wanted to sign just for the help of it all. But I mean, I realized that that's almost non-existent. And I mean, and if you are going to go with a label, go with the ones that, you know, have been underground, that have been doing it, like Rhymesayers, like Strange Music. I forget the other one. I forget the other label, but they're like, you know, there are a couple labels that are worth going to that will let you be you as well as help you do what you need to get done to get shit accomplished. So, you know, just I thought that was really, I love to always be like, haha, been saying it for years. And when we come back from more music, we're going to talk about Chris Brown saying Ebola is a form of population control, because if anybody knows anything about something, it'd be fucking that guy, right? Because he should be saying something about anything. Jesus Christ. Here's X-Phase with Something New.
To the P and to the H, A-C-E. Back onto the basics, A-B-C. Yes, but I'll be shipping it in, flipping it true, fixing it, giving it room within a different school. Karate chop the game with a pow. Rip your tat and put it back like wow, riggity row.
Are you kidding me now? Gonna diminish a minute again, I'm a biggity bow, because I'm in the vicinity now. So what is up? Nowadays you gotta kill somebody to get love. What the fuck? You dummies are done, son. Put back your tongue, get to smacking your gum gum. I can't believe what my eyes have seen. Music has become a magazine. It's all about the looks, the physical appeal. What happened to the skill? Even keeping it real, what's the deal?
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone true. Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you?
Who wants to give me something new?
Find me in the tri-state, that is where the real at. When I blow, I know New Jersey finna feel that. I'm known to kick a trill rap. I got all the ill facts. Yeah, I really chill back. But dudes who blast and kill cats. Spit it so hard that a snitch just might go. Run and tell Vibo that white kid is psycho. Yeah, that's what I'm like, though. You heard me all right, bro. Check my rap genius. That ain't a fucking typo. And I will never let up on Vedetta. Cause the people with the cheddar never see the rainy weather. Shit, I'll admit you rich, bitch. If you admit we better, we clever. Put words together like the greatest rappers ever. I've been rapping, but now my shit is getting around. I started to lose and I'm winning it now. The devil is me, I'm sitting it proud. And looking for the sound to leave them all astounded. The people think they found it, but I don't think the crowd fits. So I'm
just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone true. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you?
Who wants to give me something new?
Foolish, the stupid truth is, doesn't matter what room that you in. Vision is blurry cause your bulb's too dim. You can't find a rhyme cause your skull's too thin. What am I missing? Why do y'all listen? Harassed literally looks like some raw chicken. I'll never know why. Seek to meet you, just a male version of the baby, 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 oh guy. You shit boy all the time, cause boy, the rhyme you kicking ain't worth a dime. And next time you get on stage and try to rock on, do us all a favor and please put a bra on. Come on, your contribution is worthless, and nobody wanna see you shirtless. It gets me nervous. You are the equivalent of having no cell phone service. That's why I keep searching for something new. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for someone true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you?
Who wants to give me something new?
Original art is never created in the safe middle ground, but always at the edge. Originality is dangerous. If you want to increase the sum of what is possible for human beings to say, to know, to understand, and therefore in the end, to be, you actually have to go to the edge to push outwards. It can be shocking or ugly, or to use that catch-all term so beloved of the tabloid press, controversial. Originality is dangerous.
It's a lot of booty. It's kind of weird that I can like, twerk for 6 million people. All right, I can't sing, I can't act, I'm done, I'm a hillbilly, but I can twerk.
Two 12s riding in your 24s. Been at it for a minute, boy. Yeah, you know I'm thinking about the bigger picture. Cause it's all about your image, you don't get it, look. I'm talking with it, trying to make a million. But I get the feeling y'all, but you little niggas. Man, fuck it, whatever. Keep throwing money in the bucket, we be stacking forever. That's on some real boy shit if you ain't know. We got bottles, music, and plenty else, yeah. We be zone it, to the mount it. Good marijuana got me seeing higher than the honest way. Out like the frosting on the cake. I don't gotta fuck with nobody. No time for sorry. Most hoes be on me. They turn it on. Lace on your ball like I'm Kobe. And all these hoes know me. They twerk it like you want me. Bitch.
on, girl, do your thing. Bend that ass over like you got a chain. She drop it down low like, oh shit. Now pop it like Cyrus. What you know about me?
Know nothing else matter, boy. I'm about to get the cheddar, motherfucker. Okay,
body finna eat a boy to the man. I just need $100,000 like for real. And I'ma throw it in your face. Twerking, twerking that booty all over the place. Look how you do it in a minute. Bring that ass back right here. See you, baby. Nobody, nobody. Mommy, I'm both grown out and moved on from PG. I need some laptop like no more PC. So keep your man to run around like laps at PE. Telling me we're at a party, wasted from drinking. Wave after wave till you fell off the deep end. I'm talking shot of tequila. Tequila put me in a bed full of dimes like a parking meter. Wasn't hard to greet it, it was automatic. Now I got a body flipping like an acrobatic. That's a new gang, fuck you XOs. You wonder why I never say those. What you know about me?
You know I'm nothing else matter, boy. I'm about to cut the cheddar, motherfucker, motherfucker.
Okay, body finna eat a boy to the man. I just need $100,000 like for real. And I'ma throw it in your face. Twerking, twerking that booty all over the place. Like how you do it in a minute. Bring that ass back right here. Let's see you, baby.
Should Chris Brown be talking about anything ever? Sources say no. Chris Brown says yes. I say, why is he still alive? I don't know. Just can't quite figure it out. Chris Brown says Ebola is a form of population control. As Ebola concerns continue to dominate the news, headlines around the world, Chris Brown has expressed his take on the issue, saying that he feels it is a form of population control. Brown made these comments, of course, in a series of Twitter posts that were published on the rapper singer's timeline yesterday, October 13th. I don't know, but I think this Ebola epidemic is a form of population. You know what? Let's look up the fucking word epidemic for a second, shall we? Because, I mean, it's just really getting crazy. You know, just for real, though. Let's just look that up. Let's just look it up. Looking up epidemic right now because I think people have been using it wrong. Epidemic. A widespread occurrence of an infectious disease in a community at a particular time. So, Ebola has infected one person, killed one person, and I think it's affected, supposedly, and I always say supposedly, one or two people in Texas, and all of a sudden, it's a fucking epidemic. This is ridiculous. His next tweet, which I completely agree with, has him saying, let me shut my black ass up. Yes, Chris, please do, because you're an idiot. Okay? The Center for Disease Control explains the Ebola outbreak this year with the following statement. The 2014 Ebola epidemic, it killed one person, people. I just want to put it in perspective for you for a second. It killed one fucking person in the span of like 3 months, 3 or 2 months. And it's an epidemic. And it is the largest in history. Now, again, this ain't shit that I'm making up. All right. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC, explains the Ebola outbreak this year with the following statement. And before I read the statement, let me just remind you, it has killed one fucking person in Washington as of right now. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody in Texas died. Last I read, though, she was just infected, quote unquote. But at the time that the CDC released this, it had killed one person, okay? So just remember that as I read this, because I know Ebola used to be a thing back in the day, but this is the 2014 Ebola epidemic. The 2014 Ebola epidemic is the largest in history, affecting multiple countries in West Africa, the site says. Although the risk of an Ebola outbreak in the United States is very low, CDC and partners are taking precautions to prevent this from happening. One travel-associated case, thank you, was diagnosed in the United States on September 30th, 2014. On October 12th, 2014, a healthcare worker at Texas Presbyterian Hospital who provided care for the index patient has tested positive for Ebola. CDC confirms that the healthcare worker is positive for Ebola. So, I'm sorry. Apparently, they're talking about Africa. And yes, it is an epidemic in Africa. It's been an epidemic in Africa before 2014. So, yes, absolutely. It's a fucking serious thing out there. They don't have access to anything that they should have access to for some strange and odd reason. That's a different story for a different time. But, I mean, the idea that it's being used as population control that Chris Brown is proposing is ridiculous because, I mean, come on. It's fucking one person died and another person's infected. And let's, come on. Come on, please, stop it. It's not a real thing, okay? Chris Brown's attempt at appealing to all corners of the urban pop spectrum at present are commendable, but possibly a case of a vocalist doing too much. Critic Marcus K. Dowling said of the effort in the Hip-Hop Review. So, I don't know. He needs to chill. He needs to cut the crap. People, unfortunately, listen to him. He shouldn't say dumb shit like that, okay? Shut it down. Shut it down, Chris Brown. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It's not an Ebola epidemic in America. It's not even a fucking huge outbreak in America. And if you're just now paying attention to it, because a couple people in America got infected with it, and you're a moron because it's been a thing in a lot of places for a very long time. So, you know, get your heads out of your asses and maybe you might learn something. But you know what they say, trust nobody. And that's what Leek Summers said on his last album. And this is Trust Nobody from Leek Summers. Because that's how we roll.
Wait a minute, what's the issue? We are ballers, we are players. lost her.
So fuck your future, bitch.
I can't trust new people. They always want to see shit like gay day. And they wait like I don't got my own motherfucking mouth to feed. No. And that means no. Now you know. Look at, look at what hate for that to be you. And these accusations be true. I know we here for this dollar, but this dollar don't define you. I wanna see the progress, but the progress and the process changes too. Cause as of lately, we can't trust nobody. No, no, we don't trust nobody. Can you play it? You know it's crazy. I can truthfully say this to only I've been around motherfuckers who don't hate me. That's crazy. Can't fuck with ladies. Only folks around me is the folks I need. Guess bitches do brown like trees. Fuck you, me.
Put me in fucking with the wrong person, wrong person. They'll be outside your home like a homework. Exception, I know it's to be expected. Yeah, you bitch. I don't trust nobody. I don't know what it is. Anybody paying much? I'm imagining like
a hedge. What the hell is like a hedge? So let's start in California.
So we don't trust nobody.
Nobody.
You ain't gotta worry about me.
watch as I go. Too late, I'm gone. Thought we were cool, but you let me on. Said you ain't gotta worry about me.
Speak about his women.
thank you for listening. And that was the Today Lady by Olivia Louise. I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. Dave, thank you for giving me 30 minutes of such delightful things to talk about. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at More Like Radio and follow the show at It's M as in Mary, T as in Tommy, N as in Nancy. At It's MTNR. If you're feeling a little flirtatious, feel free to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/It's MTN. And if you want to follow me personally, your master of ceremonies and the best in the world, you can do so on Twitter at Dark Side Rules, DarkSeid. And yes, I know it's I before E, except after me, because Seid, that's my ID. And Dutch and Royce is up next, so stay tuned, stick around, have some laughs, have some cries. Listen to them and see how time flies. I'm out of here, because Destiny looks like it's going to be awesome this week, and I say that to say that the weekly Nightfall is old Russia Earth, and come on, that is the easiest Nightfall that anyone could ever do. You literally could do that shit by yourself if you wanted to, and maybe not by yourself, but maybe somebody could do it by themselves. Not I, good sirs, not I, but I digress, super excited for it. Destiny is just the game that keeps on giving. You know why it keeps on giving? Because I'm not a bitcher and I'm not a moaner. I took the game for what it was. I was excited for it. When it came out, I played it. It's good times. Loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And this is not McDonald's. And as for Dave fucking Infante or E Defante or D Infinity or whatever the fuck your name is, bro. Okay? I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go out. First off, I need you to get your best suit. Look in the closet. You find your best suit. Dust it off, okay? Dust it off. Get it shining up real nice. Press it. Steam press it. In fact, take that mad boy to the cleaners. Take it to the cleaners. Get it done professionally. I want you to put that suit on, all right? I want you to go out to your bank. Withdraw the most money that you can possibly withdraw. I want you to put that in your wallet. I want you to take that wallet. I want you to close it. I want you to put it in your back pocket. I want you to hop in your little car. I'm sure it's some crazy energy-saving Prius because you're a douchebag. So I want you to hop in your little Prius, all right? You know, the car you save gas in with the bottom missing. So you put your feet through the bottom like the Flintstones and you just run. And you hope that you get a good enough push that the car just moves on its own momentum. I want you to hop in your Fred Flintstone mobile. All right. I want you to drive over to your nearest restaurant. I want you to go in there. I want you to order the cheapest thing on the menu. All right, Dave. You listen? You still with me? I want you to order the cheapest thing on the menu. Okay. Like the fries. $3.95. Boom. I want you to tip $20. Tip $20 for it, okay? I want you to write on the receipt, sorry. I'm sorry I'm a douchebag. $20 is all I can afford. All right? I want you to hop back in your Fred Flintstone mobile, put your little feet down outside, and it's going to be good for you because I seen your picture. You look a little plump, so the exercise that you get from driving this gas-saving Prius must be amazing. You're losing weight, Dave. You're looking great. All right? I need you to Fred Flintstone your ass back to the house. All right? Don't let the cat put you outside. All right? I need you to be assertive with the saber-toothed tiger. You put him out, and you make him stay out. You close the door. You tell Wilma get to bed because you're going to be there shortly. I want you to turn on your TV and bust out the old NES. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. I want you to take the Mario cartridge and need you to blow in it a couple times to make sure it works. Put it right in the NES cart system. You know what I'm talking about? The little hole. You seem old enough to know what a Super NES is, my friend. I want you to put that down, turn it on. I want you to run through that level as fast as you can. Jump off the cliff. All right, you grab that flag, but oops, Dave, you're too fat because the Flintstone mobile isn't quite working out for you, and you missed the flag. And for you, my good friend, thank you guys for tuning in. Dutch and Royce is up next, and Dave Infante, for you, my good sir, it is game over.